All right, today we're talking about the Delaware Historical Society announcing that the National Historic Landmark George Read II House has completed an innovative and historically sensitive mechanical upgrade. It includes lots of things, and to help us sort through it all, we're talking to Brenton Grom. Brenton is the director of the George Read II House and Gardens. Brenton, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Kelly.
Hey, let's talk all about this. You guys recently announced that the National Historic Landmark George Read II House had completed this innovative and historically sensitive mechanical upgrade. What's the upgrade include?
It's mostly about HVAC, so heating and cooling, control for the humidity in the air, and along with that, you know, we're sealing up any spaces where air or pests could get in around windows and doors, that kind of thing. Really going to put the house in a position to have great control over the climate and therefore protect the interiors and the collections inside.
Now, this project has been in the works for the past 8 years. Why has it taken so long?
When you're dealing with a National Historic Landmark, everything takes a long time because a lot of care and thought goes into how you might alter the historic fabric inside the house. And you want to do as little of that as possible. So that means, you know, thinking twice before you run ductwork or mechanical lines through walls or ceilings, that kind of thing. And there are a lot of approval processes in play, too, not to mention fundraising.
Yeah, and you guys, as you said, had to go out and fundraise for this. You got a lot of generous funding from several organizations. Do you want to mention them?
Absolutely. The National Endowment for the Humanities has been a big supporter of this project. But we've also we've gotten support from the Crystal Trust and the Welfare Foundation, as well as the Chichester DuPont Foundation locally here in Delaware.
All right. Now, here's the important part of this. Many people are not familiar with the Read House. It's located on the Strand in historic Newcastle. Give us some background. Go into detail about the background of the Read House.
Yeah, well, it's it was built by, of course, George Read II, whose father, George Read Sr., was one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. He was an early governor of Delaware, and the list goes on and on. But what is really significant about the Read House, and has been for a long time, is that it's a spectacular piece of architecture. It's one of the most outstanding examples of federal period architecture in America, and particularly of the styles coming out of Philadelphia at a time when Philly was the cultural and political capital of the nation. And that grandeur has survived and inspired multiple generations of owners and stewards throughout the years, including Philip and Lydia Laird, who bought it in 1920 and did a lot of restoration work, as well as some creative redecorating with antiques and hand-painted wallpapers and so forth, and made it really a symbol of the colonial revival in America, and helped to get Old Newcastle as a historic tourism destination off the ground.
When was this house added to the National Historic Register?
Well, that came several decades ago, but it just recently became a National Historic Landmark, which is the highest possible designation for a historic place, just a couple of years ago at the end of 2016. So we're very pleased about that. It's been in the hands of the Delaware Historical Society since 1975.
Now, forgive me because I don't know. Can people take tours?
Absolutely. When we're not in the midst of a pandemic, we bring people throughout the house. But at the moment, what we offer, in addition to being able to just wander our gardens, is a quick peek into a couple of rooms and then a walking tour around the neighborhood that really explores the history of tastemaking and how Old Newcastle became Old Newcastle and a spot for historic architecture and design.
Brenton, as a director, what is the most, in your opinion, the most fascinating part about the George Read II House?
Wow, there's so many. I think it's the layers of inspiration that come along with it. There's the raw material. It's it has really spectacular amounts of what we call punch and gouge wood carving on the interior. But those details actually have been sort of perceived by each generation along the way according to their own sensibilities in their own time. And that opens the door for us as the Delaware Historical Society to invite in contemporary artists and contemporary audiences, and they imagine their own identities and their own lives and interests and talents into this space. So it's a place that keeps on generating. It's not a time capsule.
So now that this work is underway to replace failing systems, improve energy efficiency, and ultimately preserve the historic house's delicate interiors and collections, two-part question: how much is all this costing, and how long will it take to complete all this work?
About $1 million is the short answer. It costs a lot of money to do this work carefully and do it right. And we are so relieved that the work is substantially complete at this point. And it took about a six-month period for construction, but we're just wrapping up a couple of loose ends. But the systems are up and running, and the house is in good shape. It was very much in need because it had been 35 or 40 years since some parts of the system had been replaced.
Well, that's a long time. Why so long? Why did it take so long?
Process and money. And I described both of those, but it's a really serious undertaking and is not done lightly or cheaply.
Sure. Anything else you want to say about the George Read House?
It's a part of a whole constellation of offerings that the Delaware Historical Society has. The rest of it on the main campus is in Wilmington, downtown on Market Street, and it includes a museum, a research library, and most recently another preservation project on a historic house there in Willingtown Square that's going to be the new home of the Jewish Historical Society of Delaware. So these partnerships are important to us, and we're serving communities. Communities on all possible fronts.
All fascinating news. Do you hope soon maybe we can visit the George Read House again? People are getting vaccinated. COVID, the numbers are dropping. So maybe one day soon we can visit?
Absolutely. We hope that we'll be fully open before too long. But our walking tours resume in mid-April, and you can go to our website, readhouseandgarden.org, to get on our email list or watch for more information of ticketing.